breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An Arctic freeze continues to blast big parts of the country with sub-zero temperatures. More details from correspondent Julie Walker.
The National Weather Service says wind chills are expected to push down temperatures through at least midweek, possibly to 30 degrees below zero from the northern Rockies to northern Kansas and into Iowa, testing the hardiness of caucus goers willing to brave the deep chill today. Arctic storms have left at least four dead and knocked out power to tens of thousands in the northwest, brought snow to the south, and walloped the northeast with blizzard conditions, postponing the Buffalo Bills-Pittsburgh Steelers playoff game until today. I'm Julie Walker.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says high wind and heavy snow are creating near blizzard conditions in her state.
We all know as Western New Yorkers how dangerous the triple threat is, the triple threat of icy cold temperature with high winds and the blowing snow, and how dangerous that all can be.
Dallas area resident Kalen Williams told KDFW he was stocking up over the weekend.
We got a lot of batteries, candles, warmers. We have like emergency blankets just in case. The storm that hit us a couple years ago was really bad in my area, so the power went out for like a week.
Voting is set to begin tonight in Icy, Iowa, as former President Trump eyes a resounding victory there and with a big lead in the polls. Justifiably so, the Iowa caucuses start at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Will all this weather affect him? Poll suggests Mr. Trump enters the day with a massive lead, and his one-time chief rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is fighting for second place in what could make or break his campaign by tonight. The former United Nations ambassador, Nikki Haley, the only woman in the race, stands in DeSantis' way, and she's been making recent gains. This is SRN News.
Retirement Outlook.
If your retirement account is mostly stocks or bonds, listen closely. The future of your savings may be more uncertain than ever before. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals. The sad truth is, our government continues to eat away at our freedoms and security. In economic times like these, run around the flagpole by lunatics in Washington, I look to the most trusted store of wealth in human history, physical gold and silver that you own. At Colonial Metals, we specialize in helping folks with IRAs and 401ks and other retirement accounts move their savings into physical gold and silver. If you'd like a free gold investment kit, give us a call today at 820-800-8000. My team is standing by, ready to rush a free gold investment kit.
This KHQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. While Las Vegas was enjoying some rather mild weather this weekend, much of the rest of the country, it was enduring fierce winter weather, which was impacting the travelers making their way through Harry Reid International Airport. In fact, nationwide, there were more than 20,000 flight delays, 2,100 cancellations just yesterday alone. Now, if you're headed to the airport, always a good idea. Check with your airlines for the latest flight information. Mother Nature wreaking havoc this three-day Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday weekend with ice storm warnings in Oregon, blizzard warnings across the northern plains, and flood warnings in the mid-Atlantic. Be careful. A tight housing market helped local home prices increase slightly last year, although 2023 was still the slowest year for sales in at least 10 years. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for an existing single-family home in December was $449,900, up nearly 6% from the same time in 2022, but well below the all-time record that was set back in May of 2022 at $482,000. More than 3,700 homes were on the market last month without any offer being made. That's down, though, 39% from December of 2022. More than 29,000 existing homes sold last year, down big time from 2022, and more than 35,000 homes were changing hands. Local real estate experts say tight housing supplies slowed sales during the year, but it also kept the home prices up. And Henderson City officials are asking for your help in redeveloping the site of the former Fiesta Henderson Hotel Casino. City officials asking developers to submit their vision for the site in hopes of working with them and on a project that would host community as well as sporting events. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, Iowa caucuses. We are going to know what some votes are, who's winning, who's losing, who's behind, who's ahead.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We are expecting lighter traffic on our roadways today, as many businesses observing the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. federal holiday today. Yeah, up and down the resort corridor in better shape than usual for this time of day right now. No accidents being reported on or off the highways. Mostly clear and cool today with temperatures rising to the upper 50s this afternoon. 39 degrees right now. We could be in the mid-60s later on this week. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather around. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, January 15th. This is the day that the 2024 presidential primary season begins. It begins with the Iowa caucuses. We'll talk a lot about that. We got a big show planned for you, and you're going to like this. Donald J. Trump flew over the weekend to Iowa, to snowy, windy, cold Iowa, and he held a rally in Indianola. And in fact, let's go to cut 7 real quick. This is Donald J. Trump looking at the polling. He loves to quote polls, and when they're in his favor, and in this particular case, it is in his favor. This is Donald J. Trump Saturday in Indianola, Iowa.
Since 2016, you and I have been in this battle side by side and together, and we've been taking on the entire corrupt system in Washington like no one has ever done before. I had no idea it was this corrupt. It's really bad. It's bad. We got rid of Comey. I did a lot of things. This is a man right there that, no, we did a lot of things. Getting rid of Comey was a great thing. That was a wonderful thing for our country. And lucky we did. We might not be standing here right now. They had some bad plans, but that didn't work out too well for them. And now look at us. We're leading. By the way, we're leading in the polls by a lot, not just this poll. We're leading nationally. One just came out. We're at 71-9-11. You ever notice the fake news? They go, Haley is surging. She went from 8-11. I went from 66-71. And DeSantis went down too. So she overtook him by 1-11. And the story is, Haley surges. I'm at 71. She's at 11. I went up more points than her. And the funny thing, you know, I don't have so many points to gain, right? It's that I don't have the same vast wealth of points to gain. The headline, Haley surges. Trump's doing okay, too.
Donald J. Trump. And by the way, he's going to win tonight. I don't think there's any question about that. If they if they're blanketed with 6 feet of snow, he still wins tonight. One of the things I'm going to do, we normally don't do this, we like to start every program with a guest, but I wanted to do something a little different today, and I want to give you the opportunity to weigh in. Is this race for president, the Republican nomination, is it over before it starts? And in fact, here's the phone number at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you at this early hour, if you and before the, you know, the caucuses even begin, 5 o'clock our time, Pacific time, we should have a winner of the Iowa caucuses certainly by 8 o'clock our time, but probably earlier than that, within an hour or two after the polls open, the caucuses open. I want to find out if this race is over before it starts. You tell me, is this Donald J. Trump's race to lose? And I've been saying, I've said for, 4 or 5 months, that the only thing that could derail Donald J. Trump would end up being the court system. Special prosecutors, things like that. If he ends up in jail, that would be the only thing that could trigger this. We're going to find out from you what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. One of the keys tonight is going to be getting out the vote. In fact, let's go to cut 6. This is Donald J. Trump again urging supporters to get out the vote as the first in the nation caucuses begin. This is cut 6, Donald J. Trump, Saturday in Indianola, Iowa.
Tomorrow, January 15th, I need each and every one of you to get out. Everybody, you get out, just get out and vote. You got to bring your friend. You know, we say plus 10, so plus 10 or plus 2 or plus 20, but bring them all out because we have to set the stage for November. We have the most corrupt, most incompetent president in the history of our country. He's destroying our country, and we have to get it done quickly. We have to get it done quickly. We have to set the stage, and it really begins tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The caucuses start sharp, but if you could be there at 6:30, they tell me it's better because you have to be there by 7, so get there a little bit early. But it's cold, but it was cold out today, too, and we have lots of people outside that can't get in. Should we let them in? Would anybody like to give up their place and let them in? I know Jim Jordan, I think, would do it because he's such a nice man. Hi, Jim. So dress warmly tomorrow night. And by the way, it's all inside. Everything's inside, but you have to get from the car or whatever you happen to be driving into the set. But it's all indoors, so you're not going to have to worry about that. The caucus will be filled with a lot of great people. I say if you're single, you'll probably meet your future husband or wife. You'll definitely make some friends, and you'll say hello to a lot of people you haven't seen in a while. No, it's really a great scene. When the concept of caucus works, it's great. When it doesn't work, as the Democrats showed you last time, not too good, right? It's not too good. It's a mess. But by the way, they deserted Iowa. You know, they deserted you. They decided to go a different way, which is crazy. I was honored. Jim Jordan called me. It was very important that we stay. He's from a different place, and he felt just the history of Iowa, right? The history of Iowa was very important that it stay here. But nobody had to call me because I made the commitment, and we kept you first in the nation. As long as I have anything to say about it, and that we have a good chance of saying for 4 years, we'll have a lot to say about it, 4 years and beyond. You're going to be first in the nation. So brave the weather and go out and save America, because that's what you're doing. This is really about saving our country. Remember, your caucus location is often different from where you normally vote. So you can find all of the information you need at ia.donaldjtrump.com. Okay? And with your vote, we're going to defeat crooked Joe Biden. We're going to take back our country. We're going to make America great again.
Standing in the president's way is Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Let's first go to Nikki Haley. New polling shows that she has moved into second place behind Donald J. Trump and ahead of Ron DeSantis. Now, again, the caucuses tonight could totally change that. Could totally undo that. But for right now, it looks like Nikki Haley, and this is cut 3, Nikki Haley playing down the recent polling in Iowa and New Hampshire. There's polling out of New Hampshire as well. We'll talk about that. But this was Nikki Haley. This is cut number 3. Nikki Haley over the weekend in Iowa.
So let's talk about the new poll before we get to policy. It's got you in second place. That matches the Suffolk poll that came out just a couple of days ago. You guys have very carefully managed expectations here. Do you feel like this second place strong poll showing now puts a target on your back? Does it give you higher expectations that if you don't hit second place, it's going to be seen as a loss leaving here?
Well, I think we've always had a target on our back because we've been the one moving up. Everybody else is going down, and that's a great thing. But the real poll, you know, is on caucus day. And what we've said is we just want to come out of Iowa looking strong. We want to come out of New Hampshire strong. We want to come out of South Carolina strong. This is, you know, continuing state by state and trying to get every single vote that we can. And we're not going to stop until that very last second.
So let's talk about inside the Des Moines poll. There's some information about enthusiasm. 49% of those who say they intend to support President Trump said they were extremely enthusiastic. When that same question was put to your supporters, 9% said they were extremely enthusiastic. When we polled about, are you definitely going to show up? You fall behind both DeSantis and Trump. Given the weather situation here and these issues about enthusiasm, do you worry it could impact how you finish on Monday?
I'm not worried. Look, I'm not a political pollster. I'm not going to worry about the numbers. What I am going to say is the momentum and the energy on the ground is strong. We feel it. We know that this is moving in the right direction. And to me, the only numbers that matter are the ones that we're going up and everybody else went down. That shows that we're doing the right thing. I think Iowans will decide intensity tomorrow. We're just excited that tomorrow's the day. It's go time, and we're going to keep crisscrossing the state. We've done that for days now. We're going to keep doing it, and I think the intensity will show tomorrow.
There you have it, Nikki Haley on with Fox News yesterday on Fox News Sunday. That race, I think, is done, but there are still two candidates that are hanging fire and will be a part of this thing. Nikki Haley is one. The other one is Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Talking illegal immigration. Let's go to cut four. Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, talking illegal immigration on the eve of the Iowa caucuses. Here it is.
The Department of Homeland Security said that a woman and two children drowned Friday night trying to cross the Rio Grande River coming from Mexico into the United States. The DHS says that Texas officials prevented Border Patrol agents from rendering aid. Are you okay with that?
Well, I think the state should be able to enforce immigration law. I will empower the states to do that. The federal government down there has frustrated Texas's attempt to try to get people not to come across the border. And I think they'll say that was on the Mexico side, and maybe the facts will come out and that'll be clear one way or another. Obviously, it's an unfortunate thing, but I think what Texas is trying to do is set a standard so that people know that they're going to be turned away rather than let in. Under the Biden administration, they let them in, they give them a paper and release them to the interior of the country. That's not a deterrent from being able to come. If people know that they're not going to be able to get in, then that's a deterrent for people trying to come. Why would you want to pay a smuggler, a coyote, $5,000 when you're just not going to be able to gain entry in the first place? So I'd like to see the federal government do more to help Texas to stop the influx. And I think that that would be better for everybody. And honestly, it would be safer for a lot of the people that are coming because they're going through things in Mexico with the cartels that are not good. And some of these people are being treated very poorly.
There you have it. Ron DeSantis, the governor of the state of Florida and the former number two candidate. Now he's in third place in most of the polls. He has slipped. They keep talking about how the polling shows DeSantis at number three and Nikki Haley as surging. What does that mean? We'll find out, obviously, tonight. Tonight, of course, is the Iowa caucuses. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to talk about a candidate who will not be getting any votes, but he looks like he's clearly running for president of the United States. He is a Democrat, soon to be an independent. He is Joe Manchin, and you'll get a chance to hear from him coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letizia, founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group. You can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. We also know you as Nanny Bubby. Now, when we're talking about living in our Long Life Era, we want to ensure when we get there that we feel comfortable and happy. And I know everybody's got their specific definition of what that is. When we think of happiness in really any stage of life, how does the definition of it evolve compared to when we're younger, say?
Well, according to Arthur C. Brooks, who is a PhD and recently wrote a New York Times bestseller called From Strength to Strength, he compares the young brain, which he calls the striving brain, the brain that, you know, all things looking forward, I want to strive, I want to achieve, I want to gain. The striving brain, which he defines as the fluid brain, then switches to the crystallized brain, which is a brain that is more in tune with experience and data.
You can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com and also get interactive with it on social media. How is Long Life Era Community Facebook group going these days?
Oh, my gosh. It's going great. We are 9 months old, maybe 8 months old now. We have 350 members. It is a private group, so you do have to ask to join. And we have our five-day exercise challenge going on right now. We are doing interviews with high-performance life coaches for those of you who want to jump into 2024 and really do a great job. And we're also looking at diet and lifestyle to ensure that we all live happy and have our lifespan equal our health span.
LongLifeMindset.com and also on social media at LongLife.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear from Joe Manchin. He is not on the ballot in Iowa, and he hasn't even declared as a candidate for president of the United States. But everybody and their brother knows that he is most probably going to be running for president on some sort of no labels or independent ticket. He wants to run for president, and he's positioning himself right now. Let's go to cut two, because this was Joe Manchin yesterday on Fox News Sunday advocating for something, by the way, that he and I agree about when it comes to illegal immigration. That's going to be one of the big, big topics of conversation. But Joe Manchin was on Fox News Sunday advocating closing our borders. That's something you don't hear often from folks on the other side, from Democrats. This was Joe Manchin yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
You had advocated for work permits for people who are here illegally. That seems to be one of the issues they're really having crunch time on. Your GOP colleague Mike Lee says this is how that tends to play out when you're giving out permits.
And we'll give you a little slip of paper that says one day you'll be called up for an immigration hearing. Can't tell you when that will happen, but it may be a decade or more, maybe 12 years, and for that matter, before you get it. In the meantime, have fun. And by the way, within short order, you'll receive a work permit.
Over at the Migration Policy Institute, Mazarov Shishti, who's a senior fellow there, says during those years when this is happening, you can get work or authorization, so the backlog becomes the magnet. So why support a policy that clearly is drawing millions of people here illegally every year?
Shane, let's make it very clear. First, Mike's a friend of mine, so we have a lot of good conversations. But here's where we are. This is the most dangerous situation we have. It's a crisis at the border. Anybody that tells you different is wrong. They're misleading you. I've been there. It is a crisis. It's dangerous for our country. It must be stopped and shut down. But we have a tremendous amount of people have already been turned loose in this country. Don't you think if we can shut it down and stop what's going on in the border? So forget about trying to attract more here. They're not going to get in. I think the parole system.
But they are getting in. And
well, they shouldn't.
That's the problem, Senator, because if they think that they can get a work permit once they get here, that's going to be very attractive to them. And this is a very dangerous, as you said, journey for them to get here.
Shannon, what I have said, shut the border down. Stop the border paroles. That's what I would be for. Stop that from coming in. Stop the illegals from coming across illegally. Stop that. And then what you have here, we have to adjudicate the people that have already been turned loose. Let's start round, you know, gathering that up and adjudicating to find out if they qualify for the asylum that they claimed. But they should be able to work and pay for themselves while they're here until we make a decision whether they're supposed to be here legally or not, or be exported back out, deported back out. So that's all we're saying, just common sense.
There you have it, Joe Manchin. Yes, he is running for president. He is not announced, but you just sense that he is positioning himself as a future presidential candidate, and probably in this election cycle. All of us lived through Formula One in one way or another. A lot of businesses did really, really well during the Formula One. A lot of people were impacted by the traffic problems and the construction projects. There's all kinds of stuff that is going on out there. I will say this. There are people who did not do as well as others. And the question is, how do we let Formula One be a benefit to all residents and all business interests? That's the problem. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by Lisa Mayo DeRiso. She's a friend. She's the president and CEO of Mayo & Associates. She is a political consultant. And she's going to join us. There's a group of business people that are petitioning Clark County Commission, also the Formula One folks, to see if we can't make this something that is all-inclusive, where everybody makes out okay. Everybody benefits. There were a number of businesses that are, even as we speak, being impacted by Formula One, and not in a positive way, in a negative way. We'll talk about that with Lisa Mayo DeRiso coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. We got a busy, busy morning planned, and I'm glad you are a part of it right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
Gut shot loss for UNLV men's basketball this weekend. The Runnin' Rebels squandered a four-point lead with 14 seconds left in the game on Saturday. A made three-pointer and a foul off the ball led to a five-point play and a one-point loss to 20th-ranked Utah State. UNLV is now 8-7 on the year and 1-2 in Mountain West play. They're at Boise State tomorrow night. The 25th-ranked Lady Rebels are 14-1 after beating Air Force on Saturday. We have holiday hockey at T-Mobile Arena today as the Vegas Golden Knights are in the middle of a five-game homestand after a loss on Saturday to the Cal.